And we're live. Good morning, Bear Nation. You guys know who I am, Bear with BearIndependent.com. How many more times can we say Bear in the intro? Bear. Independent.com. Welcome to the Bear Brief, aka like your daily no nonsense, no fear mongering or doomer porn prepper news so that we can all take the appropriate steps to survive whatever may come and not just survive. And not just thrive, but understand that contextually preparedness is 10% of our mindset, and that preparedness is defined as perpetuating normalcy for the people that we love. And therefore, the implied task is establish normalcy in your 90% everyday context. Don't light your underpants on fire. Don't lose your ever-loving mind. Don't scream and run out through the neighborhood. The sky is falling. Let's just be relatively-ish normal people who are preparing for whatever may come because we can see the fragility of the system. And I don't want to fail if when the system fails. To that end, if you're new here, subscribe. Ring the little bell icon. That way YouTube will pretend to notify you when we go live and drop new videos. If you're not new here, you know what to do. Everybody say it with me.
Share the show with somebody you love.
That's right, Bear Nation. Share the show with somebody you love. Of course, today's show is brought to you by RefugeMedical.com. More on that later. For those that don't know, I own that company. It's a good company. The best. Tremendous. Eggspiracy 2023. The Brief, 30 Jan 23. We're going to talk about eggspiracies. We're going to talk about cyber attacks. Russia has offered a bounty on NATO tanks destroyed in Ukraine. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about war in China by 2025. I've been saying this for a couple of years based upon the sources that I have. This has now been confirmed by a general in the United States Armed Forces. We're going to talk about the ongoing YouTube algorithmic slaughter of firearms channels. And we're going to talk about Icepocalypse 2023 as well. So, eggspiracy. Now, you may already be aware we have a very well-informed audience that a major egg producer, I think it was like top three in the nation, one of their facilities mysteriously caught fire. As of a few hours ago. No biggie. No, it's just another piece of American critical infrastructure that has somehow mysteriously been taken offline. Nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. Good morning and shalom to everybody in the chat. For those of you who don't know, no, I'm not a Jew. Shalom means peace. What's up, homie? Shalom. Peace be unto you. Otay.
Otay, bear.
Additionally, it's a good thing that all these eggs are scarce right now. Because if you believe the propaganda, eggs are causing 5-foot-long clots in people's venous systems. The eggs are. Never had this issue before, ever. But for some reason, within the last couple of three years or so now, eggs be killing people. So maybe it was some type of like radical extremist that set this egg facility on fire. Because they were tired of people having 5-foot-long gray viscous clots removed from their venous systems. Turd Ferguson eats 6 eggs a day. Dude, you're done for. You're going to die like that. Done for. Everybody pray for Turd. He's not long for this world. To the brief. Homesteaders are becoming aware that reportedly Tractor Supply's Producer Pride and Do More chicken feeds have been altered. And that change has led to the cessation of egg laying in some home flocks. Some believe that the formula has been purposefully altered to reduce protein content. Conspiracy theories abound. I don't have any tinfoil handy. I have paper clips. I bet if with enough time I could make a chainmail paperclip helmet, it could probably work. Conspiracy theories abound. The World Economic Forum is causing artificial food scarcity. ConAgra creates sterile seeds and is now creating eggless coops And don't forget that Bill Gates is somehow involved in absolutely everything. Bill Gates is the Antichrist. Read your Bible. No, he's not. But I digress. Hydrate. There are several possibilities to consider. For many new poultry keepers, this may be their first encounter with the phenomenon that seasonally affects chickens' laying ability. Winter. Winter. I was talking with a brother about this yesterday. That's right, crazy dude. This is an existential threat. So many puns in the chat. Winter. A light bulb. Guys, I'm going to help you out. Super duper pro tip. I've had chickens basically my entire life, other than when I was working on the road for the man and the gov. I had chickens. And if you put a light bulb in the chicken coop during winter, it'll help keep your egg production up because the amount of sunlight that chickens receive directly plays into how well they lay. And in winter, the days, you might not know this, the days, they be getting shorter, yo. That's right. That's why all the pagans celebrated the winter solstice and the equinoxes, right? Because they were very in tune, for better or worse, with the length of day. That's why they celebrate an evergreen tree, because it doesn't die in the winter like everything else. And the Yule log and the blah, 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 right? Winter. As the days get shorter, so does laying capacity. Egg production gets shorter. So a light bulb can help you fix this. It's totally a thing. Another thing to remember is that 4-ish months ago, for better or worse, whether you buy the standard explanation, the gross reasoning or not, the avian flu swept through many laying facilities and millions upon millions of laying hens were culled. Meat birds, the standard Cornish cross meat bird, is an abomination, and that thing is ready to be slaughtered from chick to 6-pound bird-ish in 8 to 10 weeks, roughly about 10 weeks. Laying hens, on the other hand, 6 months. 6 months minimum to get from a chick, a little baby just hatched out of the egg, chick, up to a bird that's now consistently, reliably producing eggs. And so when you slay all of the laying hens or a bunch of the laying hens, it takes a minimum a half a year to spin that production back up. And also, by the way, let's say I need 1 million more laying hens. That's 1 million eggs that have to hatch into chicks that now come off the market as well. So you get it on both sides of the equation. Okay? Okay. Another possibility is that these cheap feed companies are ruthlessly slashing costs as market factors and corruption both bloat prices of just about everything along the supply chain. Here's another good word for you. Reduced protein would certainly impact a hen's laying capabilities. The other possibility is that the reactionary online commentators could be right and that they, the big they, are putting something, I don't know, is it glyphosate? Is it aluminum that they're spraying in the air? I know what it is. It's Chinese fentanyl. Is that what it is? No. Fentanyl's too expensive. It's probably just, that stuff they put in the water. They're putting something in the feed to stop laying eggs, as egg prices are skyrocketing far beyond what the avian influenza alone would dictate. Supply and demand. It's supply and demand, says me. Because not all feeds appear to be affected, it is likely that there was either some change to the formula of, again, Tractor Supply's producer pride and do more chicken feeds, or this is simply another case of contagious internet paranoia. Either way, the specific feeds known to avoid are producer's pride and do more. They're the most popular feeds on the market, but there are plenty of alternatives. I feed my chickens zero food during the day. Zero. In Espanol, it's cero. Nothing. I feed them nothing. What they eat is what falls out of the grain bins for the sheep and the cattle, because our chickens are free-range gangsters. They follow no man's authority. They are respecter of no men, and they do whatever the hell they want. And what they want to do is eat the grain that falls out of the cows and the sheep's feed bins. And they do. And they also eat bugs and berries and little seeds and pine needles and whatever the hell else they want. They're just gangster, man. They're just out there just getting after it. And I don't feed them anything. You know what? I still got eggs in my coop, man. I got more eggs than I know what to do with most days. Now, this brings up the fact that chickens are omnivores. They are basically mini velociraptors. They can and do eat meat. Everything likes the taste of chicken, including chickens, BT dubs. And so if you have a backyard flock or if you live on a homestead or whatever, feed your chickens your kitchen scraps, but not just your, you know, potato peels and your cucumber ends and, you know, whatever, you know, your pepper guts, but also meat and bones. They love that stuff. And it's high in protein. And they need the protein because eggs are made of protein. So, you know, feed your chickens, not just your vegetable scraps, but protein as well. Carlos Fernandez, I hablo un poquito español. No muy bueno. No bueno. Poquito. I can order some beers. I can find the bathroom, and I can tell you what to do on a job site. That's it. All the refrigerator trash. That's right, Andy Barnes. If you, much like my wife, whom I love, aren't great at leftovers, if you're the type of person that puts it in the Tupperware, puts it in the fridge, and then a week later is like, what is this moldy abomination living in the back of the fridge? Just take that stuff and give it to the chickens. Luckily for us, my wife got a Harvest Right freeze dryer, and now all of our leftovers get freeze dried, or most of our leftovers get freeze dried. And that's super cool because, you know, when the apocalypse happens, I'm like, you know, let's have some lamb shoulder and green bean casserole. Sounds good. Freeze dried. It's the bomb. Continuing with the brief, good news has surfaced recently. The notorious criminal, cyber criminal group Hive has finally been successfully disrupted by the Justice Department, or at least so saith the FBI and the Justice Department. And we all know FBI, super believable, great track record. Anything they say, you can take it to the bank, man. The group has targeted over 15, Hive has targeted over 1,500 victims across the globe, including governments, schools, and hospitals. FBI Director Christopher Wray said, quote, a reminder to cyber criminals, no matter where you are and no matter how much you try and twist and turn to cover your tracks, your infrastructure, your criminal associates, your money, and your liberty are all at risk, and there will be consequences. End quote. I don't know. I think he channeled his inner Batman for that one. One can only hope. In truth, overall ransomware activity is still sky high and increasing. My brother Saw did a great video about that recently. This one success has not saved the world by any means, but it is still good news, especially because the group so brazenly targeted healthcare organizations, endangering lives by doing so. So, minor win on the cyber warfare battlefield. Way to go, FBI? Question mark, asterisk. I don't know. Ed B. Rosado, good morning, brother. 1,100 watching and only 311 likes. Yeah, what's up with that? Thumbs up, man. It helps us in our ongoing battle against the YouTube algorithmic robots. From RT.com, and say it with me, Bear Nation. Russian propaganda. That's right, Russian propaganda. But it's sometimes helpful to read the other team's propaganda, right? What are they saying? By the way, RT is fun to try and access if you run a VPN. You know, if you run a VPN, Russia's like, niet, no news for you. Russian company offers a $70,000 reward for destroying NATO tanks. Fores, F-O-R-E-S, Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Echo, Sierra, a Russian chemical manufacturer. Yeah, because what is communism or socialism? The merger of the state and the means of production, aka business. Fores, a Russian chemical manufacturer, is offering bounties to soldiers for destroying M1 Abrams and Leopard 2 tanks in Ukraine. The news comes after Washington and Berlin approved the deliveries to Kiev last week. Quote, Russian servicemen that destroy or capture a German Leopard 2 battle tank or an American Abrams will receive a monetary reward, end quote, the company said in a statement on its website on Friday. Another quote, Fors will pay 5 million rubles, and you think our inflation is bad? 5 million rubles, or approximately $70,000. That's a factor of 700 to 1. Yeah. For the first trophy, the payment for the next one, every next one will be 500,000 rubles, or roughly $7,000. The company added that if Ukraine ever acquires F-15 and F-16 fighter jets, Fors would hand out a 15 million ruble or $212,000 prize for the first downed aircraft. Continuing with a quote, the decision to transfer Western tanks to Kiev, or Kyiv, if you're socially responsible, if you're in the know, Western tanks to Kyiv shows that NATO is not only delivering defensive weapons to Ukraine, which highlights the need for consolidation and support for our army. We have been doing this since the first days of Russia's special military operation. It's not a war. It's a special military operation, and we'll continue to support our servicemen. Now, it's important to point out, as many other people have stated, but it bears repeating, that tanks are offensive weapons. We know from several other indicators that the war in Ukraine is expected to continue and heat up, that it's not cooling down and it's not going away anytime soon. How does that affect our daily lives? Mostly not very much, if and until it becomes a full-blown hot war between Russia and the United States. If it does, and you're a citizen of the United States, you then potentially get into a situation where Russia goes, F it, we can't win, I want all the big red buttons. And they just start slapping big red buttons. And then if you live in a place that has a strategic value to it or in a high population density area, you might glow in the dark forever afterwards. And if you think about it, like if you had some built-in tritium, that could actually be pretty useful. You know, no more headlamps, no more changing batteries in your flashlights, you know, no more trying to recharge your rechargeable batteries for your flashlights on your solar system. You just glow in the dark, bro. Like you got a superpower now. Plus, if you grew up in the 80s like I did and you watched those Saturday morning cartoons and you read all those comic books, like everybody knows that radioactive sludge turns you into a superhero. So there's some potential upsides to this as well. Like, I don't know exactly what it is that you could do, but you know, if you can get bit by a spider and get like 8 or 9 movie deals out of this deal, like, you know what I mean? Or like, who is that one guy that the radioactive sludge got on him? I think he was in New Jersey, which makes sense because New Jersey is basically just filled with radioactive sludge anyway. And then, you know, superpowers. So we focus on the downsides of nuclear war, but I haven't heard anybody talk about the potential to become the next Marvel superhero. That could be really good for you, you know? So, you know, there's an upside to everything. You get some really good money out of your first movie deal for sure out of this. Back to what RT is propagating. Founded in 2000, Fors makes and sells propant, or propant, a grainy substance used by oil and gas companies for fracking, according to its website. The company's office is in Ekaterinburg, Russia. On Sunday, Russian actor Ivan Oklov, who is known for having hawkish views, announced a similar bounty on his blog. Quote, certain members of the big business community have authorized me to inform you that they are setting a 10 million ruble or $144,000 prize for every destroyed Abrams, he wrote. Berlin said last week that it would supply Kiev with 14 Leopard 2s, main battle tanks, and has greenlighted deliveries of the German-made tanks from other European countries. Chancellor Olaf Scholz said that Germany and its partners were looking to supply 112 tanks in total. Now, I simply want to point out here that a year ago, German support to the NATO offensive in Ukraine looked like 5,000 police surplus ballistic helmets. They were not going to supply munitions. They were not going to supply equipment. They were not going to supply troops or advisors a year ago. Again, another indicator for things heating up in Ukraine. We're going to do it, man. Not interested in getting involved, which from a German standpoint is probably pretty good because Germany has a fairly poor track record when it comes to world wars. Not so great. Really good at fighting, just kind of ideologically misaligned, one might say, historically speaking. So probably a good idea for Germany to not get too involved with, say, World War III. Comma, a year ago, they're like, you can have 5,000 police surplus ballistic helmets that probably aren't going to stop any incoming rounds. This is what we have for you. And now a year later, they're like, how do you feel about tanks? Will tanks help? Because we have some tanks for you. Roughly 112 tanks. So escalation. Meanwhile, 31 Abrams tanks pledged by the U.S. must be assembled first. Why? Because the M1A2 Abrams program is classified. And the armor that those tanks used is classified. And we don't want to just send that armor over into a theater of war where it could be captured by our arch nemesis, Russia, so that they could reverse engineer a way to penetrate our M1A2 armor. Makes sense, right? So we're not just taking some of our tanks right now, putting them on a ship or a plane and flying them over there. We're like, we got to do some retrofits first. Pastor Joe Fox of Viking Preparedness on his Patreon channel had a very good sit rep on this yesterday, I believe it was. Although yesterday was kind of blurry for me. We did like 7 hours of chainsaw warfare, forestry with a team of about 15 men. And, I'm still kind of smoked from it. Russia has maintained that foreign weapons would lead to escalation, but will not change the course of the conflict. Kremlin says that Western tanks in Ukraine will be treated as legitimate targets, as they should. The concept at this point that we're in a proxy war, another talking point from Pastor Joe Fox of Viking Preparedness, and I agree. The concept that we're in a proxy war kind of falls by the wayside when our arms and munitions are being used not to fight a proxy in Ukraine, but to actually fight Russia. See what I mean? Like, we are in direct conflict with Russia. NATO equipment, NATO advisors, NATO munitions are fighting Russia in Ukraine. So at some point, again, begs the question, at what point does Russia simply go, that's it, we're actually at war with the West, which they're already saying. Russia is already saying, we're at war with the West. So that's Russia's messaging. Our messaging is, oh, there's a limited conflict in Ukraine. We're supporting the Ukrainians to fight these Russian invaders. That's what we're saying. Russia's saying, no, we're at war with the West in Ukraine. And it's kind of sad to say, but Russia's take on that is more accurate in my mind than ours is. Next article. We still got a live stream and we've been shut down by the big they. Nope, we're still here. We're still here. Will we do the same thing in Taiwan versus Russia? Good morning, Doug Bucher. Well, let's talk about China and Taiwan just a little bit. Something that I've been saying for a couple of years, based upon my sources, is that the United States will be involved in a hot war with China by 2025. That's our tier one, tier two, tier three shooters have known this for a couple of years. And I have it from the mouths of some of those individuals that, yes, they are preparing for that by 2025. Their specific threat. War with China, the grim prediction of Taiwan in 2025 because the United States will be distracted by the 2024 presidential election. Quote from Minahan, I hope I am wrong. My gut tells me we will fight in 2025, he wrote in a memo obtained by NBC News. Now, this memo that NBC News obtained was a leak, and the motivation behind the leak is questionable. Why would he leak this information? Was it a strategic leak? Was it intentional? Or is he just speaking out? I don't know. But it certainly doesn't, it doesn't surprise me that other elements of the U.S. Armed Forces believe that we are going to be in a hot war with China by 2025, because I've been hearing that and have been saying that for the last couple of years. So process that for y'all. Most of the stuff, even today, unfortunately, that we use in this country is made in China. Now, that's changing. A lot of that is being what's called nearshored, which is a really cute term to make it sound like production is coming back towards the United States. But most of, are we buffering? Interesting. I give it 10 more minutes and the stream will crash. Hey, we'll see. You know, A, YouTube doesn't like me, which is why I tell you guys to get on Patreon all the time. It's $5 a month. There's a link in the description of every video and live stream. And all of the exclusive content lives over there. B, it's fixing to be Icepocalypse 2023 here in Eastern Oklahoma. So that could be an issue. C, there's a bunch of vehicles run off the road already this morning. I listened to the chatter on the radio for the local law enforcement and EMS. And it's entirely possible somebody hit a pole or something like that. So who knows? But yeah, I tell you guys all the time, GTFO YouTube, and come over to Patreon, because that's where the real stuff is. As our brother Rex calls it, the real dope. So nearshoring, a lot of our stuff is being produced now in a nearshore capacity. Nearshore isn't what it sounds like. It doesn't mean, you know, 50 miles from the U.S. coast. It means other Southeast Asia countries, whom will be affected by a war between the U.S. and China, for sure. They will very likely become jumping off points for us in Southeast Asia if we perpetuate a war against China. We'll see what happens. But so supply chain disruption, very likely to continue. Campbell Clan says Rumble. Yeah, Rumble question mark. Maybe. I have a Rumble channel. It's Bear Independent, all one word. I've thought about putting more content over there. I haven't lately because the traction on Rumble is abysmal. It's absolutely abysmal. So our primary is YouTube. Our alternate is the second YouTube channel that we have here, the Blue Collar President. Blue Collar President. Look it up. BCP. Blue Collar President. Contingency, Patreon. Emergency, Vimeo, Rumble, etc. Okay? So as far as war with China by 2025, likely. How does that affect you? Supply chain, availability of things. So get the things that you need to get now. Additionally, speaking about supply chain, I mentioned on a brief recently that DOD, Department of Defense, and a subset of the DOD, DLA, the Defense Logistics Agency, is yet again buying up as much trauma medicine stuff as they can get. Individual first aid kits, stomp bags, pressure bandages, quick clot, tourniquets, huge push on tourniquets, shears, decompression needles, wound packing gauze, Curlix, SAM splints, compression bandages, all that stuff. Yeah, so Red Flyer Media says, Bear, use Rumble and Odyssey to mirror content. Your YouTube stuff will be there too. I'm looking into Odyssey's mirroring capability. The issue with doing that ongoing right now, the way we're currently set up, is it adds another 100 to 200% amount of time that it takes to produce and upload content. And Juice versus Squeeze, not there yet, but absolutely investigating it currently. All right. So again, I mentioned DLA, Defense Logistics Agency, is buying up stuff left and right. Half of that stuff is being shipped to Ukraine as we speak. The other half of that stuff is being stockpiled by the U.S. Armed Forces in anticipation of direct conflict in Ukraine and hot war with China. So things like this, the bare fact, right? You guys, civilians here in the States, can still get you should get. And we ship globally, Canada, Europe, Africa, South America, Asia. We've got kits everywhere. We're on four continents with all branches of the U.S. Armed Forces electively. So get your stuff while you can get it. When are ARCs coming back in stock? We have another production run of ARCs being made right now. When they're in stock, I will tell you. Again, it's just stuff is difficult to get, you know, and using American-made ballistic nylon, right? The production capacity for American-made ballistic nylon is less than that of overseas manufacture. And there's a growing demand for it as well, which is good, right? But all these things kind of, it's a dance. It takes time to get this stuff in stock, which is why DLA is doing what they can do right now to stockpile, to create a backstock of things that they anticipate they're going to need. And they're not just buying medical supplies. They're buying ammunition. They're buying weaponry. They're buying optics. They're buying web gear like you wouldn't believe. You know, Molly pouches and chest rigs and plate carriers and blah, blah, blah. One of our sew shops, our largest sew shop, is a does a lot of work for DLA. And just ammo bandoliers and magazine pouches and radio pouches and canteen pouches and camelbacks and blah, 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 your rucksacks, all that stuff. They're buying it up by the warehouse load. So scarcity for you, just something for you to be aware of. It's absolutely happening. It will continue to happen, is my guess. Talking about alternate platforms, the YouTube firearm slaughter continues. As of Friday, 173 different firearms-related channels had been schwacked with community guideline strikes. Ian McCollum at Forgotten Weapons put up an excellent video on his Patreon page regarding how the sausage is made at YouTube, kind of behind the scenes, and I'm sure he'll end up posting that on YouTube proper sooner or later. But suffice it to say, the new rules from YouTube regarding on-camera modification of a weapon, which they consider attaching a 30-round magazine to a firearm weapons modification, is not just for current, not just Save Thrive, Serve Thrive said, who won the Stomp 2.0? Going to discuss that in a moment. It's not just for current content that's being produced. It's now retroactive. That means that this algorithm is now crawling the catalog of content that has been produced by all of these different content creators, going back through the history of the channel and issuing community guideline strikes for every time a 30-round magazine was inserted into a firearm. Retroactively. Three community guideline strikes and your channel gets deleted. I know for a fact, I've inserted way more than 30-round magazine, three 30-round magazines on camera at this channel. And so it's really just a matter of time, based upon YouTube's current shenanigans, that many channels are permanently deleted, mine and lots of other people's. I'm not going to go back through my catalog and delete all of the videos that I've ever put a magazine into a firearm. It's too many. I'm not going to do it. And if they schwack me, they schwack me. To that point, I thought it was really cool. Our women's group on Patreon kind of came up with a grassroots plan to preserve some of the content, and specifically looking at the Bible reading content. And like every woman in the women's group decided that they're going to go download 5 or 10 videos. And so kind of this decentralized command, decentralized storage methodology, if they're going to go download whatever videos they need to, and then at some point that content continues to live amongst the Bear Nation, even if it's not on, even if it's not here on YouTube proper. So with that, I would encourage you, if there's some Bear independent videos that really spoke to you, go download them. Because people have asked me over and over again, what are you going to do when your channel gets deleted? Nothing. I have the alternate channel. I have the Patreon channel. I've got channels at Rumble. I've got a channel at Vimeo. I'll probably get a channel at Odyssey. But as far as the main channel here on YouTube, nothing. don't fight a war you can't win. And YouTube's way bigger than I am. If they can smash all these other YouTube channels that have millions of followers, they can absolutely smash me. Is it wrong? Yeah, totally. Totally wrong. Is there anything I can do about it? Disengage, pivot, shoot, move, communicate, sustain. That's what I'm going to do. Right? Pace, primary, alternate, contingency, emergency. Lastly, Icepocalypse. Icepocalypse is inbound to several states where we find members of the Bear Nation, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, etc. And I just wanted to encourage you to do basic prepper stuff. Ice will knock power out. And if it does knock the power out, for most of y'all, your heat will be affected. Emergency services will be affected. Being able to get fuel from the gas station will be affected. All those things, you know, combo logistics, all affected. So fill your gas tank, have an alternate heating method for your home. Food, water, shelter, warm clothing, you know, basic prepper stuff. This is just basic prepper stuff. So do basic prepper stuff. If you find yourself in an area that is facing the Icepocalypse today, do basic prepper stuff, man. Top off your fuel cans, top off your truck or your car with gasoline or diesel or whatever. You know, have some food, have some water. If you're on prescription meds, have some prescription meds. If you need to make a run to the store, do it now so you have some stuff over the next few days. It's basic prepper stuff, man. And so that's the brief for today. We are going to talk about how to support the show. So if you're one of those people that talks about or jumps ship when it's time to talk about how to support the show, this is your invitation, very politely, with all the love I can muster, to beat feet, skedaddle, get out of here, have a blessed day, shalom. Be gone, you. For the rest of us, we're going to take a very quick break while I go urinate in the potty over here. You talk quietly amongst yourselves, and then we're going to talk about Patreon, Refuge Medical, Refuge Training, and Grindstone Ministries. Otay?
Otay, bear.
All right, stand by. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put it together and what do you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Did the rapture happen? If it did, John really exaggerated in the revelation. Yeah. All right. How to support the show, patreon.com. We already talked about that. There's a link in the description of every YouTube live stream and a video of how to join Patreon. It's $5 per month, an entire $5 per month. All the exclusive content lives over there. You're going to get a minimum of 12 exclusive videos, sometimes up to 20 exclusive videos per month, approximately 4 exclusive live streams per month. You also get to ask questions of me, which I answer in video format for you and for the benefit of the entire community that's over there. And if you're thinking like, well, that sounds great, but, you know, I don't want to be one of like, you know, 12 people or so. There's 6,000 plus members of the Bear Nation on Patreon. And if you can do some back of the napkin math, that sounds like a lot of money that Bear's making on Patreon. That money goes to improve and maintain the channel, the cost of doing business as a channel, and it is a business. That money also pays several people who are part of the team on Bear Independent. the researchers, the dance monkeys, intelatbearindependent.com, the people who post all the content, the people who schedule that, the people who edit, the media team, all of that. So you're not just getting exclusive content. You're not just getting more access to me. You're also helping people, you know, pay their bills, feed their kids, you know, buy a bicycle for Susie, etc. So that's patreon.com. It's $5 a month. It's the best $5 you can spend on the internet. And if for some reason you don't like it, quit. Quit, bro. You're out $5. I bet you you spent $5 on something today that was bullshit. And Patreon is not bullshit. Otay?
Otay Bear.
All right. Good talk, everybody. Phil Lynn said, word. Indeed. RefugeMedical.com. RefugeMedical.com. As you know, we are purveyors of the world's best first aid kits, individual first aid kits for you, the individual, also for your vehicle, your home, your homestead, your workplace, your small unit, if you need a stomp bag, if you're deploying to Ukraine and you need stuff, if you're in a military unit, an agency, an organization, if you're on an ambulance or a fire truck or in a police cruiser right now, we got the stuff for you. We have 19 different kits that we make. All of our stuff is handmade, made in America, guaranteed forever. If you break it, cool. I'll fix it or replace it at no cost to you. No questions asked. You just send it back to us and we send you another one. If you use the components of your kit to save somebody's life, we replace those components at no cost to you. No questions asked. We just send you more stuff. We have some people who have used their kits to save two or three lives of the 61 lives that have been saved to date. The father is just using those people and just putting them where they need to be, apparently. And guess what? We've replaced everything they've ever used to do that. And in fact, one guy tread on this the third time he saved somebody's life with his bare fac. I was like, you know what? Send that guy whatever he wants. Whatever. Just whatever he wants. Because the idea behind Refuge Medical is to get good kits in the hands of good people. It's not price point Chinesium garbage. It's not designed for maximum profitability. In fact, in 2023, part of our strategy is to do more B2B, business-to-business sales. And we've had a bunch of large retailers say, man, we love your kits. They're incredible. We just need more headroom in the pricing so we can make money on these. No. Nope, not going to do that. I'm not going to charge you more than I need to for something that's going to actually save somebody's life. Unlike every other damn company out there who just, you know, they're profit driven. And yeah, you need profit because businesses make profit. Hobbies. And this isn't a hobby anymore because there's 22 families that work for Refuge Medical. We have 4 sew shops. We have a custom blow molded case made in America company that we work with. You know, we're in North American Rescue's top 3 national distributors for medical components. You know, we use the best stuff from North American Rescue, TACMED, Medline, Rescue Essentials, etc. Like, we're using the best that we can get so that you have an actual kit that actually works, not some garbage. Because if you save a few bucks on a garbage kit and somebody dies because the kit was inadequate, does it matter? Right? And so there's a balance here. You don't want to spend a little bit of money on garbage, but you don't want to spend more than you have to for real capability either. And that's where we come in, refugemedical.com. Your promo code is Bear Nation. One words, two words, uppercase, lowercase, doesn't matter. Bear Nation. It gets you free shipping on everything in the store. Everything, all of it, kits, components, whatever, is HSA and FSA eligible. So there you go, refugemedical.com. This is the Bear Fact. There are many like it, but this one is mine. This is the Bear Fact 3.0. I use this thing. I carry it around with me all the time. And these are in stock today, shipping fast. If you want one of these, today's the day to get it because, as I already told you, they're hard to get right now. They keep selling out, and we're doing backflips to stay in stock with stuff. You pop this open, you got your nylon pouch on the outside that gives you your durability and your portability. I've got a soft tee tourniquet on the outside and a set of shears. You reach in here, you grab the red handle, and you jerk this thing out. So now I've got in my hand a custom-built, purpose-built first aid kit that will treat the entirety of the March algorithm, massive bleeding, airway, respiratory circulation, head injury, and hypothermia, and everything else. And look at that. See that little tag right there? Made in the USA? That's not some advertising bullshit. That's for reals. You can pop this open with one hand because three of the people who have saved their own lives with this kit were missing a hand due to explosive amputation or mechanical amputation. Pop this open like so. There's your kit, prioritized per the March algorithm. Massive bleeding is right here. Airway and respiratory is in the back like so. Chest seals, burn tech dressing, airway, shears, 5x9 gauze pads, etc. You got your pressure bandage, your Sharpie, your tape, your gloves, and your tourniquet all right up front right here where you need them. And then down here in the bottom is your everything, right? Circulation, head injury, hypothermia stuff down here. Then what we call the trauma pack. And down there, you got your quick clot. You got your survival blanket, your compressed gauze, your triangle bandage, your rolled gauze, your fold flat duct tape, your 2x2s, 4x4s, 5x9s, eye pads, and an eye shield right here ready to go. And by the way, all this stuff, all of it is vacuum sealed or in heavy duty plastic baggies. So if dirt, dust, debris, rain, water, submersion are an issue for you, not a problem. This kit has been in a backpack on a four-wheeler, getting rained on this one for a year. And this is what it looks like after getting rained on for a year. Bear, why would you do that? You should take care of your stuff because I want to make sure it freaking works for you when you get it. Okay. So refugemedical.com, the Bear Fac, in stock, shipping fast. We've also got adventure kits. We've got the OX, the OSHA compliant kit. So if you work in an industry where you're required to have an OSHA kit on your truck, in your warehouse, hanging up on the wall of your office, which is basically all of you. We make those too. And the reason we make those is because the industry standard OSHA compliant first aid kits are hot garbage. And I don't want people to die. So we made a better kit that checks all those boxes and is super duper affordable. The basic kit's a couple $100. The advanced kit that contains all the components of a Bear Fac plus everything you need for the OSHA kit in an American-made blow molded case that meets the same specifications as a Pelican case is $329, bro. $329. You drive a semi-truck. You drive a semi-truck, you can't buy the lug nuts on one wheel for $329. But you don't have a first aid kit? Come on, homie. Come on. So that's refugemedical.com featuring Katie Lynn. And where'd he go? Director of sales, Foe, in the bathroom. He's probably peeing. He's opened that kit 100 times on here. Yes, I have. And look, it still looks like a Bear Fac. Like, it'll work. That's the whole point. It's designed to work for you when you need it. Okay. I have two OX. They are awesome. Herkimer 86 Tyron 1777. That's a mouthful of a name, but thank you for buying the OX. And again, your promo code's Bear Nation. Get your free shipping on everything in the store. And if you're on Patreon, you have your promo code. Use it. You're going to get a percentage off. Okay, Bear. RefugeTraining.com. Come to class. Learn the fine art of how to not die. Classes for Shreveport, Louisiana just went up, and that class is in like 2 weeks. So if you're anywhere near Shreveport, Louisiana, and you're like, I really need to come to class, now is your opportunity. Come to class, okay? Any AED intentions? We teach AED, responder 2 from refugetraining.com. And we've been working on becoming a distributor for AED devices. The issue with that is they're incredibly scarce right now. We had one company that was like, we can get you maybe 6 a year, maybe 6 per year. Now, we have commercial clients that we're working with. For example, we have one apartment complex that wants bleeding control kits and AEDs everywhere in their apartment complex. So they're looking at like 50 wall-mounted PACs, public access kits, that we also sell at refugemedical.com, as well as AEDs. And so we're sourcing 50 AEDs for them. If you need an AED, contact sales at refugemedical.com. We'll work with you. The availability of AEDs has been such that we've not posted them on the website. but we can get them for individual orders. If you're looking for one, sales@refugemedical.com will take care of you. Doggone It says, you don't have any classes near me. Well, you got feet and probably a vehicle, and you might be able to get on an airplane. Come see us. We've had people in class in Dallas, Texas, who were from, in the same class, we had people from Alaska and New Hampshire in the Dallas class. Okay. Approximate dates for coming to Florida. If it ain't on the website, I don't know. Believe it or not, I'm actually not in charge of any of that. Every day I look at KL and I say, what am I doing today? And then she tells me today, and then she'll probably tell me what tomorrow looks like too, so that I can plan accordingly. I have a meeting in 10 minutes. And occasionally she'll say things like, hey, in March, you need to go do this thing. Or by the way, don't add anything to June. It already looks super messy. And I'm like, Roger that. So I have no idea when I'm going to be in Florida. I don't know what I'm doing on Wednesday, other than the brief Wednesday morning. So that this is my life. 5 businesses, 2 ministries. I don't know when I'm going to be in Florida. But check the dates at refugetraining.com. Additionally, we are finalizing the Oklahoma class. I know the location. It will be in Pocola, Oklahoma, P-O-C-O-L-A, Pocola, Oklahoma, which is near Fort Smith, Arkansas. And the reason for that is we found an awesome facility for doing Responder 3. And when I say we, I mean I will be at that class. So if you've ever fantasized about bears screaming at you while you're covered with mud and blood trying to render self-aid and buddy aid, now's your opportunity. Responder 1, March algorithm in the classroom setting. Responder 2, CPR and AED in a classroom setting, plus the beginning of scenario-based training where you will work a motor vehicle accident and you will be disoriented and I will yell at you and you will get covered with blood. And Responder 3, which is a 10-hour tactical medicine course for civilians that is team movements, group movements, individual scenarios, team scenarios, active shooter response, trauma medicine, force on force, and all that other stuff. And so if you've ever wanted me to ruin your day, pay money for me to ruin your day while you get covered with blood and learn how to not die, that's the class to go to. Pocola, Oklahoma, near Fort Smith, Arkansas. And when those dates are up, you know I'm going to tell you. But in the meanwhile, Shreveport's up, as well as 27 other classes at refugetraining.com. Go check it out. Come to class. Learn how to not die. Okay?
Okay, bear.
Lastly, but certainly not least, grindstoneministries.com. Online giving there to support our ongoing operations for anti-human trafficking, as well as disaster relief after hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding, etc. Oklahoma dates already sold out. Laugh my ass off. Yeah, probably. And that's another thing to understand is like refuge training classes sell out quickly. And so go there, sign up for class. There is an opportunity there. You can click for, if you want to break it up into 4 payments for the class, you can do that. You can also do that at refugemedical.com. Grindstone online giving, grindstoneministries.com. We super duper appreciate you. We are a legit 501c3 not-for-profit organization. We don't use our 501c3s to wash our profit from other companies like a lot of scumbags do. We use it to do good works. Yod, the outstretched hand, do stuff. That's our mission statement. That's our statement of faith. What do? Yod, we do stuff. You can also find links in the description for the Caleb House swag, t-shirts, long sleeves, and hoodies that support the building of our restoration facility for juvenile human trafficking survivors. So if you think it's an abomination when kids get raped by assholes, so do we. We go and jack up the assholes. We rescue the kids. We put them into an aftercare facility, and then we restore them, put them back together again so that we forsake not the widow and the orphan and that we break these generational curses. Lastly, SAWS, our brother SAW, Survival Applications and Weapons Systems. His shirt, the Facts Not Feelings shirt, a portion of the proceeds from that shirt go to benefit the construction of Caleb House. Can find a link to that in the description down below. That comes from our brother and sister at Sanctified Supply Co. And with that, I love y'all. I have a Zoom call in 5.5 minutes. I must go. I hope y'all have a blessed day. Don't be scared of the war with Russia or the war with China or the snowpocalypse or the eggs. Don't be scared of any of that. Just yod. Just do stuff. All right?
Okay, bear.
All right. Good talk, everybody. Bless y'all. Shalom.